When Taliban gunmen in suicide vests stormed government buildings in Kabul yesterday, they showed just how vulnerable Afghanistan's capital has become. The attackers killed 20 people and wounded scores of others, setting off explosives in one building and managing to take control of the Justice Ministry itself. It was a highly coordinated set of attacks pulled off just as the U.S. Special Envoy to the region was heading for Kabul from Pakistan. Envoy Richard Holbrooke is in the region to help establish the Obama administration's new policy on Afghanistan. With us now from Kabul is New York Times correspondent Richard Oppel. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
This is a pretty stunning blow to the capital. In fact, you describe it in your article as a growing sense of siege.
Well, the attacks really shook government officials here. They locked down much of the city, deployed security forces everywhere, doubling and tripling the presence on the streets. But it was really something that you could have Taliban basically take over one of the most important ministries for an hour or two. I mean, it was 60 minutes, 90 minutes at least before the security forces really began to retake control of the Justice Ministry.
Is there a connection that you can make between the attacks yesterday and Ambassador Holbrooke's expected arrival? I mean, this was on the eve of his visit to Kabul.
That's right. The Taliban issued several statements yesterday. No one mentioned the Holbrooke visit. The line from the Taliban was, this is in retaliation for the mistreatment, torture, and execution, in some cases, of prisoners, of their fighters who've been held in Afghan prisons. Now, on the other hand, anyone has to think that there's a very strong chance that the Taliban timed this operation in a manner to make a very clear and forceful point that they can strike almost anywhere within the capital anytime they want to, just as Holbrooke is arriving, maybe to try to kind of steal some of his thunder or draw the attention back onto themselves.
Now, Richard Holbrooke has just been in Pakistan. His brief involves both countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan. What is the most critical aspect of his mission there in Afghanistan?
My sense is what he's trying to do is slightly different in each country. In Pakistan, I think the Americans have a better sense of what they want their policy to be going forward. And what Holbrooke is trying to do is get the Pakistanis on board with that, particularly the military and the intelligence services, to get them to move further away from their long ties to militant groups. I think in Afghanistan, the policy is not quite so clear, and they're trying to figure out what the policy should be, how many troops they should bring in, how they should pursue interaction with tribal leaders and things like that on the ground. You know, they want to try to do the same model that the American military did in Iraq, but the ingredients for that model really aren't the same here. And it's going to be, I think, in the view of many military officials, a far different and far more difficult time trying to adapt kind of an awakening-like model in Afghanistan. So I think his trip here is going to involve a lot of just figuring out what the policy should be in addition to figuring out how to implement that policy.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thanks very much, Renee.
Richard Oppel of the New York Times speaking to us from Kabul, Afghanistan.